I'm in the Wi-Fi. I know that.
I'm in there. Sound loud, bro. I mean, sound. All right,
I'm gonna give y'all a countdown, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
We gotta share our joint. Turn your joint down.
We ready to go.
Wait, you're the one with the.
4, 3, 2. Oh,
we're going straight online.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Brown Holy Water Season 4.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy 2020 is a new decade. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building.
Yeah.
The team is here. Everybody, let's go introduce yourself.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, the one and only Black Success. Live, Coney Island Zone, 2940 with 29 Zoom. You know what it is when you see me. You know what I mean? The big drip. You know what I mean? Y'all already know Black Success. I'm in the building here to talk my shit, here to save a few lives with my word of advice. Y'all already know. Yeah.
Yo, it's Tanya. It's Auntie Tanya. It's great to be back in the studio. Great to be back on some camera. It's been a fucking wild.
It feels like
a whole decade past. It's wild on, but it's good to be back in the studio.
The reason why we was going, you know, because
of this nigga.
I got hurt, you know what I'm saying? Saving a couple of homeless kids out of shelter.
What?
Yeah, the kittens too. I ran back and I actually hurt my arm.
The kittens?
Yeah, you know, just trying to be a noble man like I am. You know, carry on and do the things that I do.
That's what happened.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to brag about it too much, but you can Google it on Channel 11 News and all that shit.
If that's what you choose to do.
You know what I'm saying? Craig Moorhead, go look up the headline.
Right.
And you can see we are a member short, you know, we want to say shout out to Danny. She got a lot of stuff going on. So she decided to step away from the podcast, you know.
Due to her schedule and her work.
And everything, you know.
She has a new career, and due to her schedule and work, she is unable to make herself available on Sundays. And therefore, she'll no longer be with us. I'm pretty sure she'll still stay in the group and stay active as she see fits. But she'll no longer be on the show. Do the work, and
right.
We all got to pay them bills, so we all know
we all understand
that comes first.
Parent, you know, shout out to her, shout out to her movement, Sneakers Only, still rapping, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, more power to you, and if you know, you're welcome to always pull up when your everything is right, you know what I'm saying? But damn, man, what's up, y'all?
Shit.
Talk to me, man. What's going on? Everything still good? She's still around? You still
I mean, you know.
We married yet?
Nah, man.
Single now.
What? Single now.
No fucking lie.
Things happen. Things change.
Things change in the heartbeat,
Things
man.
Change.
You see how that goes?
You can't trust nobody. We're going to get to that later. You know what I mean? Things change, man.
Yeah, man.
You never know, man.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Never
That's rough. Single life is rough.
She just was telling me that she's in the tall men, you know?
She's what?
She's in the tall men now.
Six plus?
That's her preference. Six plus.
I mean...
So I said, you know...
Can't blame her for having good taste now.
What could I do?
I mean, what could I do?
You know what I mean? I stepped away. You know
some,
what I mean?
That's
what I had to do.
Get some good taste. Everybody be good now.
I mean, this is what it is.
Tanya, what's going on, man? How you
Not
doing?
A motherfucking thing. I'm still straight, still here, fighting good fight, still with my same boyfriend.
Who is that? We don't know his name. Anymore.
Y'all fucking know who the hell I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly the same motherfucker with them tight shirts, the
is
same one with the
feet?
Blade fade.
Is
that
he six
same
feet?
One. He is not 6 feet.
Oh,
he is 5'8".
Oh shit!
And he makes me very happy.
Oh, you're going against the grain now.
Is, this is 2020, this... 6 and up.
This is why I have a man and I don't be lonely at night.
Trying to say 6 feet men can't
yo, we.
I ain't trying to say nothing.
Listen, we just got here.
I just like who like me. That's all.
That's
my rule. I like who like me.
That's a good rule.
That's from my page. That's from my page.
That's from my page.
Like, give me the book. She said it twice and didn't get no credit.
No.
You know,
no,
throw the
no,
little
that.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Come on home, man.
I like who like me.
Come on home.
Business still going. Relationship still going.
That's what's up.
Work still going.
That's what's up.
You know.
Is La single still?
Salah?
I don't know, man. I'm in like
what
a
mean
little,
don't
like,
know.
I'm in a good stage right now, man. I got my little boo. Shout out to my boo, Sukiyaki, yo. I'm following your page.
What's her name?
Don't worry about it. I'm only gonna say it one time, yo.
Oh, that's who you fucking with?
Say it one time, yo.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
So you're basically trying to figure it out. You're in the indecisive stage.
I'm trying to like who like me too. You know, I'm trying
Got you.
Like who like you.
I'm trying to, you know, not pick everybody by my preference, you know, step right away, because my preference is the reason why I was probably single, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is true. If we wanted to talk about it, we're gonna talk
about it today.
But yeah, not today. It's not today's topic.
I'm saying chasing all these little gold digging pretty ass chicks and
right. She got you single like a motherfucker.
I heard
now it. You want somebody.
My cash app is dry.
So basically what you're saying is, for those that like you, show up Friday, January 24th, absolutely, to Old Bar Rooftop,
you're
live
free
birthday party.
You've been paid.
Tanya birthday party, you know what I mean?
You get paid and on then Friday, again, you don't have to pay.
And then they can see you again that Sunday at Brooklyn Prime. So it's like, they could pick and choose.
It's a Brown Honey Water birthday weekend.
Yeah, like it's like they get to pick and choose. They get two shots to get at you. Two shots, two opportunities.
I don't know, but you can't just be walking. You know I'm shy, so you can't just be coming up to me. So
yeah, please, like ladies, there is rules to the game. You know, please don't just walk
like
up on
them.
You
gotta buy
him
a bottle.
The new shorty, she a little crazy. She nuttier than a soup sandwich, baby. I don't know, man.
No, but they gotta be. They can't be too territorial. They can't be like, these women be aggressive. When they come to you, they be aggressive. They be pushing people out the way. I be like, bitch, I'm black. Like, I'm a part of the show. And they be pushing me out the way and shit. Like, y'all gotta be a little cool, coming smooth, you know, maybe bring two drinks, you know, maybe buy a shot of, you know, Hennessy for everybody. You know, throw us off a little bit. And then shoot your little jab.
Buy a bottle.
You know what I mean?
Buy him a whole bottle. Do you got money?
Nah, tax. My birthday is before income tax. So.
Yeah.
After you pull it, you better bring that bottle, shorty. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how you know she got the bag. If she brought it by it before income tax season, bro.
Oh, get one of them.
Men are supposed to provide, y'all.
Pay all the bills.
You
gonna get to that later on
in
the
season.
Man,
I'm not in the mood.
Hey, yo, let's start it off though, man. Let's talk about 2020, man. That's a whole new decade. You know what I'm saying? This is a beautiful thing. We done survived it. It's crazy that you think about it. Like, 1990 was 30 years ago.
That's crazy.
Like, damn. We all, like, 30 years ago. So,
yeah.
First, let's talk about some goals and resolutions that we want to try to accomplish for the year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, who wants to start it? Or anybody got any goals, resolutions they want to try to knock out?
Ones that I'm willing to share is just basically, like, fitness goals. You know what I mean? I cut down a little bit. Probably lost, like, 11 pounds. You know, I'm probably aiming for another 7. Besides that, I want to have the best car on the streets. I want the meanest truck on the streets.
Brother, your car is amazing.
I want it to be more amazing. I want when you see it, I want you to not only want a picture, because people are already taking pictures. I want you to faint. Like, what the fuck do this guy do? Like, how does this guy make ends meet? I want you to have that thought process when you see my car. And my truck. Let me not say car, because car sound like a sedan. My truck. So I'm positioning myself to do that, because that's something I always wanted to do within my life, and I'm gonna do that. Other goals of mine is to eat less carbs. You know, I'm trying to eat less carbs
fitness
and shit like that. Yeah, I'm trying to eat less carbs and shit like that.
You can do good
and,
carbs though.
I've been wearing these little, like, it's like, I wouldn't say it's like, give you like a little edge, like it make you a little taller. They don't.
You're wearing wedges? You wearing heels?
Yeah, a little. You put it inside the shoe though, so you can't really see it. So I've been telling everybody that I'm 5'10 now, and they've been going for it. So, you know, since I'm back on the single scene, this is what's been going on.
You gotta make it to 6 feet, man.
I mean, one day at a time. No, they're a little bit more lenient since they're hearing 5'10 instead of 5'8. They're like, 5'10, okay, you ain't that, yeah, okay. You know, you know bitches felt mad. They're like, 5'10, okay.
You ain't 10'4?
They looking at you. You know, these bitches felt mad.
They be holding 5'4, man. I don't know. I got short. Okay, I short.
They don't know what it is. Like, 5'10", boy, you 6 feet. You dumbass motherfucker. You don't know how much inches in a foot. But, you know, that's it. That's all I want
to I'm kind of on your way, too. I want to try to get back in shape. You know, I gained a little weight, you know what I'm saying, because of surgery. Yeah. Got one arm and shit. But I'm trying to gradually get back. You know, I'm still fake handicapped, but I'm going to push through. I don't know. I think I want to try to acquire some property. I'm fixing my credit up, so I want to try to do that, you know, this year. I heard once you fix your credit up, you try to, you know, get a car, then you go get property. So these are things you try to do.
You just threw me off.
This is what I'm trying to do for the year 2020. So look out for that, you know. And I said, I mean, birthday coming up, trying to just celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a better father. I was slacking, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to let you get that off. Yeah.
You know, try to step it up, you know. God bless.
You just wake up fucking lying. Like, I don't understand.
How much would it mean to you for all the people to come out and celebrate you Friday, January 24th.
I mean,
because I feel like we have never done that since we started the Brown Holy Water brand. We never had La Day where it was all about La, you know.
I always go away, you know. Right, this is a good time to come out. We just have fun. You know how our parties be, our brunches be.
Yeah.
Positive vibes, good energy, a lot of drunkenness, you know.
Come hugs out and kisses. It, you know what I'm saying? And whatever happens there, stay there. It's kind of like Las Vegas rules. Basically.
Cause y'all know y'all got wild memes the next day. People motherfuckers' faces.
That's Shalia. Shout out to Shalia. All her memes. She catch everybody's face. You want to be a meme? Make a face at the party. She got you, yo. Tanya, what's up? What kind of goals and stuff you got going on?
I'm like, I don't know, man. There's a lot I want to do, but there's a lot I don't want to talk on because I ain't want none of y'all wash y'all goddamn mouths on me. But I do have a couple things in the pipeline. I'm gunning for another promotion at work. I'm gunning to start, I want to do two businesses this year. Two things I've been working on for a little minute. BGT is still there. I'm trying not to promote. So, you know, when you promote less, it's supposed to slow down your sales. Y'all motherfuckers ain't slowing down. Like, y'all not biting the bait. But BGT is still there. I have some stuff I want to do to expand that. Other than that, you know, I want to grow in my relationship with my partner. I want to grow and get better family ties this year. I opened the year with my sisters. I didn't go out. You know, we all had a big sleepover. Nico was there. We stayed up until the morning. We cooked. We ate. We laughed. We drank. Good vibes. And to add some context to that, like, me and my sisters weren't always where we are today. So it's like, this year is just way more family ties, tighter family, better friendships, you know, better relationships overall.
Amen.
You know? Because, you know, you ain't shit without your support system. So facts. This whole thing about, oh, I'm not go with family, not go with friends, like, fuck all that shit, son. Repair what you gotta repair and just let people know that you love them and just try to be present in their lives more. So that's the biggest goal that I have for this year. But other than that, just make it to the end of the year in good spirits, in good health, around people that love me, people I love. I don't know, man. Anything else comes up, I feel something got changed, it gonna change.
Hey, your birthday brunch, what you gonna be, 36, right?
I'll be, fuck you, nigga.
We in this together. What you talking about?
January 26th, we're at Brooklyn Prime. That is my actual birthday. It's my 31st birthday. I called that party 31 because I felt when I turned 30, like, my perspective on life was so different. I thought 30 in my 20s, I dreaded turning 30 because it's like, you know, the whole thing of you're getting old and whatever. But 30 was lit in the motherfucker. All the people I know in my life are doing good shit are 30 plus. Y'all 20-year-olds could never. Like, y'all don't even have our dances we have. Y'all don't have our parties we have. Y'all don't have our music that we have. Y'all don't have our clarity that we have. So 30 was popping. I don't know how your 30 going, but my 30 was green lit. So 31, son. 30 was the my fourth decade of life. Started off on a high note, and I love every moment of it. So January 26th, my birthday. Shout out to my baby Thea. That's her birthday, too. We're going to turn up.
Know that.
We can turn up so much. We need to have a show that day. Like, don't even look for us. Just come to Brooklyn Prime.
Come to Brooklyn Prime.
That's where you gonna find us. Everybody Brooklyn Prime.
Drunk as a mother skunk. At Brooklyn Prime.
Believe that.
Yo, all right, so what's some things in, like, all right, for this new decade, like, we just letting go. We leaving in 2019. Like, it's time to let it go.
Oh, man. We should leave a lot of... I think we should leave... if I had to pick one in particular... We should leave the whole narrative that black women are the least protected and least or whatever in 2019. I feel like it's just a misused coin phrase so much that people are just taking advantage of it now. You could tell somebody you like Coke instead of Sprite, and they're like, you know what, black women are most misused, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We talk about soda, motherfucker. But so it's like people are just abusing it.
You don't think that's the case, though?
That they're the most what?
miss. I don't know. Every time I go on Facebook timeline, there's always a missing little black girl or black woman or something.
But like, but does that mean that they're the least protected? Because it's a lot of people missing. So does that mean that black women are the least protected? I just feel like.
Well, gotta be somebody.
In order to say that, you first need a protector.
It gotta be somebody.
Well, I'm just saying, you need a protector first. You know what I mean?
So maybe who, that's what the problem
who
is.
Who is protecting you?
That may be the problem. There's no, not enough. There's a thing that maybe there's not enough but to protect hold her. Hold
on. You can't say you
their
want
preppers
protection.
Don't even like them. What you mean?
You can't say you're the least protected and then give me a list that only Bill Gates and Diddy apply to for your preference. It just doesn't make sense. Who's supposed to be protecting you? You want protection or you want a baller? Which one do you want? You know what I mean? Both like because Diddy hires security, so he ain't doing no protection. You know what I mean? So what do you want? It's just, I feel like it's not used in the proper form when it is said. Most of the time, it's not used in the proper form. I think that should be left in the last decade. Leave it alone. Because when you beat stuff up so much, it's kind of like the LGBTQ at this point. It's like they're just force feeding us this shit at this point. And it's like, come on. I'm not saying we don't support them. We're just saying that it's a lot.
Relax.
It's coming from every direction.
Everywhere.
Every direction. Like, even what's the name of the store? There's a store that was giving out, I think it was Adidas. They was giving out, like, rainbow bags. Like, as you shop there, they put your shit in rainbow bag. Like, peace out. It's LGBTQ month. Like, what the fuck? It's Pride Week or something. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, come on. Y'all killing us. You know, that shit was crazy.
Diane, what you think?
I think we should leave business owners not business owners, but just everybody complaining about all those who don't support them. Like, if there's 10 people and 3 out of the 10 support you, focus on the 3 who support you and fuck the other 7. It's like people really come online and be upset and carry feelings and promote the people who don't support them. That shit is just hustling the fuck backwards. Thank you, Preach.
Okay, Preach.
Thank you.
We getting claps from the background.
Studio audience.
That's a fact.
I mean, that ass. Like, if you have something going for yourself, if you're doing something, whether it's a business, whether it's school, whether it's just life and support, promote the people, support the people who fucking support you. That's it. If you post a post and it get 2 likes, I don't want to see the next day, where niggas posting this, they only get 2 likes. Let me post something in my bikini, get 100 likes. We all know. Post the shit anyway. Stop fucking complaining. All that shit just brings negative energy and crosses in your space, and you wonder why you're not growing. Because now I'm coming to your page as a potential customer, and all I gotta go through is a whole bunch of fucking complaints. I'm gonna come off your page. I don't wanna see that shit. Post what the fuck you selling. Post what is your brand? Post what is it that, you know, that you focus on and what you can bring to me. I don't care about who's not supporting you. Fuck them people, dog. Leave that shit in 2019. Amen. That's all I'm saying. The fuck?
But just a side note, sometimes they have a reason not to support them.
That's fine. If you feel that I'm overpriced, you feel I'm not worth it, you feel that I'm shady, great. And you don't want to take my product or my service, great, but I'm not going to complain. Well, that nigga Black Success didn't. Like, why is a whole post for Black Success? Right, we can make a whole post for the 2 or 3 who supported you, and then you put a link for the people who potentially want to support you too. Stop hustling backwards, son. That shit is just annoying. Yeah. And if I see that shit 2019, fuck y'all niggas. I don't care. I probably won't want to fuck with you like that, because you not doing it for the purpose. You're doing it for an applause, and I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not genuine if you're just doing it for the...
You're not.
I'm tired. Oh, 2020.
Which is that?
The fucking word toxic
and sage. Woke gotta go. Woke still gotta go.
People want to burn sage and they the own toxic ass energy.
You burn the sage and the fast out.
These negative ass people be fucking running around with sage and all this. Come on, bro. Yeah.
Like, bitches burn sage and then go fuck somebody.
You the whole bad vibe. You putting this shit around yourself.
The Nipsey shit fucked a lot of people up.
Everybody want to go and try to be on some spiritual level. Mad people just be trending and calling.
Let me tell you something.
And you can only be that, honestly. Sorry, Tom. But you can only be that, honestly, if you avoid shit. Like, you understand? If you want to be positive like that, cool. if Sage and shit, because I know a lot of people was, 99% of them was not on it.
But
if after Nipsey passed and London put you on or whatever, and now you want to be on it, cool, no problem. But if that's the case, avoid unnecessary shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you understand? It be people sometimes comments be meant to purposely get you, get under your skin. Be meant to, like, get you out of your character. Hit the exit on them. Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, cool story. All right, yo, I'm out. Hit the exit. But those people be engaged, then give you a status, then give you another post. Like, you can't say you burning Sage and all this other shit, and you attract to all the negativity and entertainment.
That they owe money. I just want my money back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm toxic.
Yeah, you misusing that. You misusing that word. Yeah. You misusing that.
You're being
that
toxic, yo.
You misusing that. It's a lot of misuse.
Like, people use the word toxic just to like just complain about shit. Your nigga not calling me back. Oh my god, it's a toxic. He just don't behavior. Fucking like you. Like, he just don't like toxic you. He's not calling me back. He's toxic, bitch. No, what? He just don't like you. Like who? Like you?
Got toxic behavior. I just want y'all to know. Every dude's toxic behavior. You don't text a chick in the morning.
It's toxic.
You being mad toxic. You text her too much in the morning. You being mad toxic trying to manipulate the situation. Like, damn, I don't want to see you, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
But it's kind of weird because it's like, it's as if within a sense, like, men are not allowed to not like a woman back.
You toxic.
But women are allowed to not like you back. You got to be okay with her not being interested. But if you're not interested in the female that's clearly interested in you, it's like you're wrong. Like, you did something wrong. Like, all of a sudden, you're all these negative words. Like, you understand? And like, that's where I think the whole phrase and all this stupid shit is coming from and why it's being misused. Because it's really a deflection and a subliminal message to the person that they're possibly just trying to say, hey, I like you. You know what I mean? Or I want your attention, and they don't know how to say it. So they use words like toxic or, you know, you're damaged or scorned or whatever. Or stupid shit like that.
I ain't having sex with no girl with vagina smell like sage. I'm over it.
Why? First of all, why is there a sage by her? You know what?
Because it's toxic.
Yeah, let's do this.
Abortions be gone.
Like, who has toxic vagina?
Who has it?
I don't know.
It's a few motherfuckers. What is a few motherfuckers at that?
Who has it? Names?
It's a few motherfuckers at that. That's another show.
That's another show. Toxic vagina coming soon.
Listen, we also need
toxic dick and vagina. We ain't gonna just pick on one person. You know what I'm saying? We gonna talk about the whole.
Yo, piggybacking off what Black said, I think one thing we should also leave in 2019 is. Okay, let me say one thing we should start in 2020, if you haven't started already, is be okay with no. Be okay with saying no and be okay with hearing no. A lot of people want shit to go their way all the time. They want to put their great plan on the table the first time and have everybody jump on it. Oh, yeah, shit, that's fire. And then when they don't get that response, they think the people who didn't respond to it are just these evil, mean bastards. You got to be okay with no. Like. Right. If you somebody, if you do sales, every fucking body. If you a person, if you into sales, you know. If you got to call 100 people, you're going to hear about at least 85 no's. You got to be okay with hearing no, hanging that phone up, pick up somebody the phone again and call somebody else. Be okay with that no, son. If you don't get the job, take the L.
I got another one.
Come on, hurry up. We about to move on, boy.
Keep the same energy. I hate that. That phrase, keep the same energy. That phrase.
And people don't have that same energy.
They never.
Oh,
where is it?
Oh, no. First of all, I don't like matching energy, too. Because if your energy is trash, I'm not matching your trash ass fucking energy.
Right.
If your energy is trash, you keep that trash over. So I'm maintaining my energy so I can attract what aligns with me, motherfucker. I'm not going to do motherfuckers bad because they do me bad. That just brings crosses to my life. No, thank you.
I keep my karma positive.
My karma has to remain positive.
I feel like, just to end it off, I feel like if you avoid those people, it hurt more.
Because
remember, those people only purpose is to get your attention. Like, you know what I mean? I know me being me, it's some people that just comment to hopefully get my undivided attention. And me just exiting fucks their whole shit up because it's like, damn. Like, he ain't even paying my shit, ain't even my... Nope. Don't so you just got to avoid... Yeah, don't take the
bait. They sub you for like 3 weeks straight.
Don't take the bait, you heard?
Push it, man. There's better things going on. I just told you I'm about to hook the truck up. I just told you. There's bigger things going on, baby. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Confilt the fish. Confilt the fish. Go ahead, Lyle. What's next?
Moving right along. You know, we're going to get to some juicy topic that was going... It's been like the last few... I'm gonna say 6 months. I'm gonna give him 6 months.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about this Lil Fizz and April situation. You know
who are
saying?
These people?
Loving him. B2K, Lil Fizz.
The light skinned motherfucker?
Amarion's
the one that was fucking
baby.
His friend's baby mother?
Yes, Amarion's baby mother.
Okay, but they're not even friends anyway.
Who? That's what we're gonna get to.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I see if that's
true. Oops.
They are.
Johan.
Yeah. Oh, how close is too close to date someone that knows your ex?
If y'all singing a boy band together, I probably won't fuck with it.
They grew up together. You can't
that's
tell
a, that's
me.
A, that's a dub,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You with each other
that's
every day
public, right?
From yeah, 11 somebody. To 18.
My pussy won't get wet.
What?
It won't get wet for the friend. This if the me, you, if you together, wet, listen, yeah. If me and you together, we had kids and all of that, shut the fuck up. And then how many decades or whatever time passed, the person I saw the entire time growing up with you, like, I'm not going to, probably me personally, it's highly unlikely I'll be attracted to that person that way because I'm going to probably see you as a brother or as an in-law or just somebody who has family. It's like, that's like fucking your cousin. It's nasty. You could have kids with your cousin, but it's still nasty.
I'm going to go a different way with that.
So you fucking your friends?
No,
girl?
I'm going to say this. Based on their friendship, right? It had to be between 11 and 18. 7 year gap there, right? 7-8 years. So between that, you know, yeah, you cool, you boys or whatever. Maybe if you're 30 now, you know, 12 years later, and it's a shorty, and y'all only was boyfriend and girlfriend once upon a time or whatever, then you could do something, right? Possibly, because you're grown, you're adults, you like different things, whatever. You probably grew into each other, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could have happened. But I think it's total violation once that man and that woman have a kid together. They have a family. He have to keep dealing with her for the rest of his life, no matter what happens, no matter how much more money he get, no matter what happens in his life, he have to still deal with her. Now, that's a slap in the face on any level. It's like we was never boys. You never had love. You know what I mean? It's one, a disrespect for her. You understand? To understand you got to look at me for the rest of your life. But it's two, a disrespect for you to even take advantage of knowing that she's vulnerable. And now you took advantage of that situation. So
who's more in the wrong in that situation?
April. I would say April
Fizz is wrong.
But April is his baby mom. It's like when your man cheat. You don't get really mad at the girl. She don't owe you any loyalty. Your man do. So I can't really get mad at Fizz. He's just the dude with a dick out there. But that's your baby mama. She got your two kids every fucking day until a couple months ago. But she got your damn kids. She pushed them out with you. The loyalty is supposed to come from her. Why are you allowing this amount of disrespect? No matter what we went through, I'm still in your life for the rest of your life. And I think women sometimes, y'all get so, this is why they say women are emotional creatures. Because you get so blinded by how much rage you got in you and you want to hurt somebody so bad, you don't realize it's making you look stupid. And I think right now she's at a point where not every day she probably going to drink or blow it down because she just looks stupid.
She looking like Donkey of the Year right now.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, it's gone. It's over. It's over for that.
Was this all...
No one contender right now.
Was this all confirmed or was it just... What?
It's over. She did an interview.
She did an interview and said he's going to focus on his kids and I'm going to focus on mine. I'm just happy to just met a person like that.
It sounds like a publicity stunt to me, just for them to get ratings and shit.
No, it was a failed publicity stunt. See, the first attempt.
It's a little publicity stunt.
You got to think like this, right? Fizz haven't done music without Amarion, so Amarion is the ploy, right?
Yes.
And then April can't do nothing without a Mario. Like, you owe me somebody because of him. So both of them are trying to get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's not paying either one of them any mind.
Publicly, which is smart.
Right. So now they're like, all right, you know what? We're going to hook up. We're going to get this motherfucker tight. We're going to be on every show. Now, if he, see, it was a great idea. But the thing that they didn't factor in is that you need three people to party.
That's true.
That if he doesn't pay any mind, it don't go nowhere. It don't get no national news, no spin-off shows. Yeah, no spin-off. You don't get the Wendy Williams. Like, it don't go nowhere unless he talks. He's like, I'm just be quiet. He said,
if they love
his PR team is...
He's like, he killed it. He had his power like, if they
ain't
love,
like,
talk about me.
Yo, he killed that. But that was the perfect response. And then just months later, it doesn't happen. So it shows you that it wasn't real. Because April, that means everything you said wasn't real. Oh, we're soulmates. That's the best sex I ever had.
Yeah, she was banging him up crazy.
Yeah, because I was one of the best sex. How the best sex you ever had don't even want you, sis. Or you know what? We don't know the details, so I don't know.
Well, we know they're not together anymore.
That's all the details we need.
You justify your you went in front of the public to make your whole, you know what I'm saying, make him look crazy. And now Fizz fucked up his bag. He could have made like $3 million off that tour. Not $3 million.
Yeah.
I think like
something. He could have made something.
He could have made a bag.
His bandmates are mad at him. B2K is done.
Oh, yeah. Everybody done.
He's going to go solo and make money for the rest of his life.
He got more albums solo than he do with B2K.
He's doing him a favor. So when Fizz bit the hand that feed him, he's done now.
Yeah, it's over.
Shorty lost her kids. She's done. Like, he took the custody. So he ain't got to get child support. So now she's already struggling for bread. So now you done. So now you just broke. And the hoe.
And Love and Hip Hop do not pay that much.
It doesn't.
It's better off to go get a job.
He might put her on child support and take them checks. Checkmate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not checkers.
Yeah.
You want Love and Hip Hop now?
I hope not. Man.
Checkmate.
I hope not.
50 Cent though.
I think she's gonna
need it.
I think she's gonna need a little bit of mental health. And I would suggest that nobody drag her on social media, because times like this, you know, someone could, you know, they could go either way. Drugs, alcohol, you never know. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? This is tough times, you know.
It was just bad, man.
It was in front of the world. The you try to diss him in front of the world, and now it end up biting you back in the ass. That's embarrassing.
Like I was saying before, but how close is too close? Like, if you broke up with somebody, and then you find out, like, because now, being that social media, it makes the world smaller. So people mm-hmm. might not necessarily even know somebody, just follow somebody, and then, you know, you'll think that they was cooler than what they actually are.
Right.
So how close is too, like, if you found out your ex...
I think baby mama, I think like tattoo, if we got tattoos of each other, something like mm-hmm. that. Like, I think like, anything that's a serious relationship, like, yo, I was done with for 5 years in my adult life. Like, not no kid shit where once a weekend I run over there. But in my adult life, I was done with for 5 years. That's serious.
Once my man tell me he love a girl, I would never touch her, look at her, no type of way.
I feel you. That's how I go.
There's too many women in the world for me to try to make him feel a kind of way with some chick that he love. Yeah. Now, if he just say he like her and he like fucking her, then we all could probably like fucking her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In my old days. You know what I'm saying? In my old days, you
if
know,
you could take two, ain't no need to bring your people. Rock a weird seat.
She need more wood for the fire. But I'm just saying, like, but once there's love in the air, if this man or woman said she love him and he love her, then that's no place for no friend to even be come around and playing that around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's just how I feel about that situation.
I don't know, man. I personally can't do friends and family. Like, maybe it's because I grew up close to my dad and I got a lot of brothers and stuff. Like, the way I'd hear them talk about girls and, you know, certain things, like, I just can't see myself. If it's a crew of six motherfuckers and I date with one and me, it didn't work out, it's clipped for the other five automatically. Like,
wow, you can't move on to the next.
Yo, you're annoying, son.
It's all right.
It's just clipped because now it's like, for me, I think for me also, if I'm with you and I see your friends, like, I see them as an extension of your family. So that's like me fucking with your cousin or your brother. Like, I just can't do it personally. I mean, God knows what could happen in the next 10 years. It may be different for me. I may run into somebody that I'd have to not know your family. I have to literally, I'd like, not know at all under no circumstance. You were the cousin that never used to come around and you were so far away from the family. Me, you hook up. And then at some family event, they're like, ah, fuck, y'all related? Shit, we already 3 years into this shit. I can't just walk away now.
Doesn't that kind of contradict the fact that when you're single, you're, like, entitled to do whatever you want?
What do you mean?
So, like, if you want to be a little hoey, you could just be hoey and Like, just deal with it?
No. That does contradict that.
But
I'm talking about... I'm talking about...
No entitlement. Only if you...
Listen.
Your self-respect can handle it.
Even...
You can do whatever you want.
Just like how you say... Just like how you say a lot of women... As he says, well, there's a lot of other men too. Like there's the, Brooklyn is a small but still a big place. New York is a small but still a big place. Like, mm-hmm. don't tell me you have to be concentrated from between 45th and 46th Street on this fucking block. You can't find nobody else. Go in fucking DMs on Instagram. There is niggas.
I'm just saying, for like,
there is just.
I'm defending the people that have been.
Go ahead. Log off.
I'm just saying that a lot of like good people tend to run in cliques. So, like, most of the time, if you probably like me, you're probably like one of my friends because...
No,
that's a fact.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's a fact.
Most of my friends are funny. We got good jobs. They're probably good dads. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody's kind of the same. Like,
so, again, and so, it just goes back to once...
It's like, which version you want? Version? You want 6'2" or 5'8"? But 5'10" with the supple.
With the wedges.
Nah, son. Once me, you dealing... And you got a clique. Your clique is my eyes is family. It's an extension of your family. And I just don't fuck with family. I can't. Personally, it's me. Other bitches can. It's okay. Live your best life, sis.
That's what I'm saying. There's no judgment.
I'm not judging. I'm just speaking personally.
Gotta live your best life, V.
Why would you want to suck two dicks in the same group and watch these niggas take a picture on Instagram? Like, how does it feel? It feels like you're just... Having
I seen a girl comment, that's my boys right there. I was like, that's how you guys take it. Because at the end of the day,
you suck two dicks in one picture.
But like
sis.
You said, like last season, if you living your truth, ain't nobody saying nothing about you.
That's true,
and
but
you come over and say, listen, I was like,
now when you trying to hide it.
Because how many times you met a nigga, issue. Right? And you like, damn, I picked the wrong friend. But you really feeling the next nigga, so
You gotta hold that L, sis. You gotta hold that L. You gotta hold that L.
He might wife you up. You never know.
You gotta hold that you picked the wrong friend. This is why y'all be picking. This is why you gotta see the whole crew first. Y'all be wanting to just talk to one person. Not go to a group event first.
You gotta come around as a friend first.
Okay.
Then meet everybody.
Listen, I'm okay with hanging out and being friends. The motherfuckers want a relationship from day one. Like, you got my number. Why you text me back? And then they say, you gotta tell them good morning, good night, good evening. What the fuck you doing? Is a fucking relationship like 72 hours in, and then you committed to shit. Then you see his friends like, fuck, wrong friend. No, be the friend. Go hang out. Get some drinks in the group. You know, it doesn't have to be
one
on one.
Bring everybody.
Bring a friend. Then you see the other friends like, oh.
But even if that's shady, if you never did anything with that person, but you went with the intention to hang with the person, but you seen a friend, then you want to make the switch. Is that even shady?
That is a little shady, but like, your puss ain't get touched, so you good. That's you shady. haven't been tampered. The temple ain't got open. You good.
Friday, January
good money.
24th.
Oh, power moves.
Rooftop. It's a lot of options out there. Bring your friends on down. You know what I mean?
If you went against the popular opinion, right? Like you said, if you decided to make the power switch, like Abel did, like, and then put it all online, chase a forbidden love, and it doesn't work out. Or people right for calling you stupid for playing with that moral fire.
Yes.
Yes. Why? You judging me. I'm single. Yeah. I can do whatever.
People are right for calling you stupid because at the end of the day, you said you don't care and you said you know what you're doing and that it's real. Right. You said that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And people probably gave you a little bit of pushback and said, no, it's not. That's stupid. That's dumb. And you're going to look stupid at the end of the day. So now at the end of the day, when you do look stupid, they have all right to tell you, I told you so.
Yeah. Like this.
You think nobody around. It's doing that shit.
Yeah, I told you so.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is.
They're not hearing you properly.
Motherfuckers
not?
Telling you. Motherfuckers saying, can we fix La Mike? Pull that one over.
This one?
No, pull this one over too. Yeah, see how that worked too.
Yeah. I don't know how your work with you. Is it 2 days? Like, you know,
y'all hear me?
Yo, pull. That's crazy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. They be want to argue about stupid. Like 8 people put that shit up. I swear, like 8 different women put that shit up. And then it got blocked, and then they already screenshotted it, so they put it back up with their own personal screenshot. And I'm like, yo, what the? They really want to talk about this.
That was crazy.
This is what they always do. They I don't know, man. I don't know. They're crazy. But yeah, so, back to what you're saying, bro. Let's get to the topic.
To finish that off, though, you have anything? The forbidden fruit?
Everyone is entitled to their own opinions, guys.
Have you had any friends that ever did that?
What?
The forbidden love? Pop?
I think so. It didn't work out.
It didn't work out?
Of course not. Because here's the thing. As a woman, it doesn't work out because what you're playing with is your respect.
Yep.
That's who you're playing with.
Damn, so, Ty not playing Ty season four. Ready. Season four. It's
the minute you hop to number two, the way everybody respects you drops. Mm. Whether you in love or not, they look at you completely differently. There's literally nothing you can say on this planet to justify that shit. And this is another reason why I can't do friends, because even if it may be true love and soulmate and so da da da, I know people will look at me through very, very different lens. And then the worst part is, if this shit really don't fucking work out, I'ma just look dumb as hell. And I still be, and I'ma look dumb and up somebody who lost respect from people. So why would I want to gamble with that? My respect means more to me than just, oh, I chose the wrong friend. Let me just fuck with two of them. Like, nah, I'ma fuck with one.
I don't know about y'all. You know what?
Nah, son, my respect.
I'm willing to go out on the limb for love, baby.
You know what I'm saying? But you're a man.
But so what? It's tougher for me to mess with some chick that, like, a chick he was just smutting out, but I want to fall in love with her. You know what I'm saying? It takes a bigger man to do that. And I'm that man, you know?
You a fucking dickhead.
That's what's up, you man. Should let Friday, me love January 24th. Pull up. Oh, rooftop. Live birthday.
No judgment. I always have a question though.
Tanya, is that the same jacket Tasha had on Power?
It's not, because she had the rhinestones and shit on her ass. But don't fuck with my cousin,
it.
Though.
It was beat it. It was beat it.
We are both Nortons. Don't fuck with my cousin.
That's what's up. Making sure.
First of all, real quick on Power, that shit is getting whack, bro. That shit's getting whack.
I'm ready for that shit to end.
Fucking Clue. Guess who? It's knocking the shit down every episode. I'm done. Oh, man.
They doing a lot.
All right, let's get to the next joint.
Yeah,
let's talk about tax time, credit repair. You know,
Oh boy.
How well do y'all know y'all tax person, man?
Same person for the past 6 years. She been straight.
My auntie do it like in her basement on TurboTax for $25. Anybody else want to? You know what I'm saying,
man? I go to H&R Block, man. That's what I do.
That's a safe
fucking
bet.
With you though.
You can't get no money though.
Overpriced motherfuckers. They charge you for everything.
Yeah, they do. But you know, I'm all about safety and making sure that
they got the most fraud. When I was in the bank, they used to be. Anyway,
the most fraud, but H&R Block is safe. I never been audited. If I do get audited, they fight it on their own. I don't got to be bothered. It comes with the insurances I would like. I just want to do my taxes and go home. Mm-hmm. I don't have any kids, so it's not like I'm
trying to get... I got two friends that use H&R Block.
$10,000 back or $12,000 back. I know I'm not getting that. They're probably going to give me a little bit of property kickback, and that's about it. You know what I mean? And that's cool with me. Let me get that, and let me get out your way. That's it.
I got two friends use H&R Block, and they had their kids being filed for by somebody else. It was messy. Like, that's one company I don't trust, but if it's working for you, keep doing it, bro.
Those two friends got to upgrade that zip code. I don't know how they kids' social security got out. Them two friends is messy. But H&R Block is a real business. You could sue them. You know what I mean? If they fucked up, you could sue them. That's my whole thing. You know what I mean? Whoever I give my social to and my information, my address, my dependents, or if I have any, I want that to be someone I could sue. Like, I'm in that business.
So you wouldn't let your friend do your taxes or fix your credit?
So when you say yeah, well, first yes, but my friend would have to be established in some sense or some form. Mm-hmm. My friend would have to have an LLC. My friend would have to have some kind of record of success. Hey, I've been doing it.
They must have some suability.
What if I'm not gonna be the test dummy?
No, basically. So what if they don't have an LLC? Would they have a degree, like a accounting degree or whatever? And they, like I said, they do their.
No, I'm not gonna be a test dummy. I'm 35.
Okay, So I agree with him that the person does my tax returns. She is my friend, but this is her established business that she does, and she's been doing it for over a decade. And I recently started doing with her. I recommend a lot of other friends to her. So this is somebody who is a professional in the business, but they're just also my friend at the same time. If you somebody who started this shit last year, you got a degree in psychology, you went and got a CPA, you wanna start doing taxes, great. Like Black said, I'm not gonna be a test dummy.
Yeah.
You need to go under a company or by yourself, and you need to work, build credibility, establish yourself, and then after a while, when you get your brand together, then I'll feel more secure coming with you, because you're not gonna be fucking up my shit when it comes to Uncle Sam. I'm not playing with that motherfucker. Don't do it to me.
Yeah, Uncle Sam is a motherfucker, yo.
Don't play with Uncle Sam. And the number one thing
that they say with everyone, right? They say women get into relationships for what? What is the number one thing?
Stability.
Stability and security. Security. Right? So I need security before I hand over all my sensitive information. This is confidential. If I'm going to hand this over to you, what security do I have if you fuck up or decide to do something? Now I got bad credit. I ain't getting no money back. You could ruin somebody's life with that information.
And funny enough, you can do your taxes yourself. You can honestly do your fucking taxes yourself. But there's some people, there are people who, you know, they think it's either a very convoluted process. They think there's some magical shit you can pull out your ass from somewhere and get it. Like, these tax laws are written in black and white and accessible for everybody. If you can read and understand, you can do your taxes. Even the software that is designed for doing taxes, they actually give you, when you're filling out each field, they tell you what to do to get extra stuff, if you qualify or not. It's not that hard if you have a simple tax return. If you got people with immigration statuses and different things, all right, that needs a professional to give you a second eye. But if you sit simple and straightforward, you a head house, so you got no fucking bodies to W-2, do this shit yourself. Like,
on TurboTax, right?
On TurboTax. Do it through Credit Karma. Like, it's not that. It's complicated, but it's not.
$150K back, and I said, I had to go take it to somebody.
I just don't want no problem. I hear people get oily
all the time.
And you know, listen, because a lot of people, they think, oh, you guys support your friends, support black business, whatever. My thing is this. I seen people get audited for five, six, seven, all the way up to $14,000. Listen to me clearly. They don't play with their money.
And they tax that. Mm-hmm.
They coming to get their money.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, it's either you got that $14,000 or whatever in the bank, or they're going inside your check. They're going to levy your paycheck.
Yep.
You cannot be on the books nowhere. I'm not giving somebody that type of leverage on me to ruin my life. You know what I mean? There's some people that can't pay credit cards back with only $3,000. What you going to do with $14,000 that you got to pay on top of your bills and your life and your kids and your car?
But that's what happens when your friend... Most times try to, you know, your friend, because most people go to their friends because their friends finesse. And your friends finesse something. Oh, I got this kid. Somebody, you know, max out in the kids. They got these two extra kids. Put it here and claim them. Da, da, da. Like, that in itself, you supposed to know that's one of the biggest risks you will ever take.
Right.
Claiming something that's not fucking yours. So.
Or just trying to get extra money back. Listen, yeah, just give me back what's mine. I don't want no extra. I'll do a party. I'll do something else. I don't need no extra. Just give me back what's mine. This is what I paid. This is the business side. This is this side. This is this side. What am I supposed to get?
Like, I don't even know what's the fascination.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know what's the fascination with getting back taxes anyway. Like, people like really wait for this time of year just to get a $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000.
It's money.
My thing is, what are you willing to risk just for this?
It's not a risk if you're really doing your taxes right and getting that good.
If it's your money, that's good. Yeah. But like I said, a lot of people go to their friends because their friends finesse and they figure shit out. If your friend is legitimately okay, well, you got property, you can write off this. You got interest on your student loans, you can write off this. You got a business, your LLC, you can write off this. You get back money. That's different from your friend trying to finagle some shit that's not yours and put it under you and get your ass in trouble.
You were starting to touch on the question. My question was going to be like, why do, like, I'm going to say mostly black people, like, joke about getting tax money back like it's not their money that on the taxes they was paying? Like, why do you make it seem like, oh, they really need that tax money? I do. Like, I do need my tax money.
I do.
Send my Trump shit. Delay my tax money with this. I'll be tight.
No, listen. Listen.
They take my shit all the time.
We are raised off of the simple simple idea. Work 2 weeks, get paid. Work 2 weeks, get paid. If you go to work for 2 weeks and that check ain't there that Friday, you gonna be sick. You gonna
raise some hell,
baby. I don't care what excuse they got, you gonna be sick. So at the end of the day, that's the same thing about taxes. I worked all year. This is built up for the year. I want it all back.
I want all my change.
I want it all back. If you... Especially if you have property. Especially if you have children. Especially if you have dependents. Especially if you have tax write-off. People have real shit going on. Okay. So at the end of the day, I'm just defending the what the question, question is. I feel like, yes, it is very important. Yes, I fucking want all my fucking money, whatever is mine, whether it's 100 or 100,000, I want it. But I want it all.
I want it all.
Whatever's for me, I want it. But people try to make fun of those people. I feel like the only people trying to make fun of those people that's waiting on taxes is people that know that they shit is not going to be nothing. You know what I mean?
People like me, but I'd never get back taxes.
I don't know what your tax returns are.
I always owe every year because of just how my job is set up. But what I'm saying is, because
you're an immigrant?
It's just different.
No, she said immigrant taxes and stuff like that. I didn't know that they had to pay.
You know what I'm saying? I got to pay every year. However, because they don't,
residential tax.
Anyway, but my thing is, like, when I said hype, I meant in terms of just the specific group of people who try to get over the system or try to do things they're not qualified for. Skimmers. If you qualify for this, get every penny back that you earn. But if you don't qualify for it, leave that shit alone. It's not worth it in the long run. Motherfuckers end up in jail. So for a little two or three times.
If one of your friends was unemployed and they have a kid and they like, yo, I'll let you claim my daughter on your taxes and shit. And then all you gotta do is give me back like $200. You wanna do it?
What type of fucking friend is this?
Your because she friend. Could always. I'm just not saying like someone's gonna scam you, but I'm saying like they're like, yo, I ain't been working, I ain't got no W-2s, but you know I got a kid, you can claim her. You ain't gonna do that?
I don't know. I have to really think about it. I might, but I might not. Like,
sis to me, yo.
No, I'm just saying, sis. Like,
get one of them things.
Because what it sets me up for is if me and her, or she could people do that too. They
try to send one kid
to like three different people. Mm-hmm. When they get the split, report all of them motherfuckers and everybody get audited. Yeah, but they already got the money in the bank. And that's what happens? It's coming against your social. So again, what are you risking it for?
That's absolutely true. True.
It's 20, 25 grand, 30. It's like, we can put a little bit in the savings just in case shit happens.
Don't. I'm sorry. Don't. You can't say that. I don't give a fuck if it's $3,000 is money. Like,
it's about $3,000. It's money, but it's not to risk is my money. Shit.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying worth. Oh, yeah. If you're saying risking it, then yeah.
I'm not risking $2,000.
I'm just saying tax, that refund check, whatever that tax refund, that $1,000. Or that $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, people can play around, act like that shit ain't money. That shit is money, and I want it.
Fact.
I want it.
If it's especially your if money, that shit it.
Line, if that shit land on pay week, then you get your check, and then that, you, what you mean? We going shopping with a party
put
at?
Rims on my neon.
What you talking
about? My neon game rims, yo.
But like, but what do people usually use tax money for? Like,
whatever they want.
It's your money.
You to get fly, to go on trips,
fix your body.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever you want.
Every chick fixing their body money. By February,
like the sergeants
March.
Really do have a whole.
But that's like asking what people spend their paychecks on.
Nah, people look at free money differently. Motherfuckers go.
But that's not free. It's yours.
Listen,
it's yours.
People, I've worked in the bank. Listen, I worked in the bank for 10 years. Y'all know this. People treat their paycheck very differently from how they treat fucking tax return. Motherfuckers go buck shit crazy with their tax return.
Because you know why too? A lot of people never had a big lump sum of money.
That's
so they could spend a little, you could splurge a little bit. They don't think, let me go pay some of these bills. They be like, nah, let me go get this car I wanted, or let me go get this lipo. They know what I'm saying? They should. And yeah, if you work hard and you get like 6,000, 7,000, you can
go
actually,
get that.
You could do something, treat yourself, go on a trip.
Okay.
You could book but Miami you still gotta for be, Memorial Weekend. Go do it.
But you gotta be responsible too because 2-3 months after, motherfuckers be getting this shit represent.
Cash app up on Facebook all day.
Well, you're not gonna, listen. Tax return not gonna save you now. Whatever you are, you are.
It can hold you down for a couple of months.
It can hold you down, but whatever you are, you are. So if you want to ball out just for that month, and then get back to what you are, do that. If you want to spend it all in the strip club, do that. You want to save it and leave it in the bank without a will, and when you die, the government take it? Do that. My thing is, do whatever the fuck you want to do with your money, but definitely go get your money. And nobody can say, oh, people begging for tax return. If I worked 365 days and I got taxed for 365 days, then that tax return is my fucking money, and I want it. I want every fucking dollar that belongs to me.
This is the last question right here for this topic. Do you think that good credit is really better than liquid money in the bank? Huh? Having good credit is better than having, like, an 800 credit score is better than having $60,000 in the bank.
Yes.
You think good credit is better than having liquid money?
Yes.
Why? Way better bargaining. You can get
I'm going to say yes for one reason. Got you. I'm going to say yes for one reason. Because with good credit, a financial institution would take a gamble on you and would give you a loan for more than that $60,000.
But taking a loan is just putting you in debt.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You are in debt because someone is loaning you the money. Mm-hmm. It's not yours. But instead of that $60,000 with bad credit, you got to use all that $60,000.
Facts.
You know what I mean? With good credit and without that $60,000, I could gamble off of their money and then claim freaking bankruptcy if it doesn't work out.
That's true.
So I have way more ways to move with their money.
With their money.
You know what I mean? I'm playing with house money now.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean? Opposed to just playing with my pocket bread. Mm-hmm. Now listen, it's
always good.
Well,
you got more
good
liquid money though. Well, you got $100,000 now.
Listen, if you got $100,000, you're doing all right. You know, you do some moves. But still, with that $100,000, I would still want to leave that for safety and still gamble with the house bread. You know what I mean? I still want to go to the bank and see what I could do with their money and use this for backup. If shit doesn't work out, then let me pay you a lump sum and hold on to a little
bit. Brown Holy Water financial planning,
get back on my feet. you know, what you said, I don't want you to feel like you were wrong. $60,000 is bread. If you got $60,000 in the bank, or you even got $10,000, you got something. There's something going on there. You know what I mean? I ain't saying you rich or poor, but you got something. But I would definitely work on that, having a long history of paying off your credit using less than 10% if you can. And the way to do that is to get a large credit line. Like, not to put my information out there, but I got about $40,000-$50,000. And I probably use probably $3,000 a month, maybe a little less than that. I don't be having that many bills. And I just pay that shit off. That shit is on auto pay. So it just look like I don't need the money, where I really do. I have a lot of things I could do with that money, but I don't use it, because I know when you show them 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years of you just staying under that $3,000, they like, what the, this month, let's throw him another card, And then from there, now I could walk into any bank and go get 250, 150 and go start a business. And if it doesn't work, guess what? I'm bankrupt. That's it.
How you feel, Ty?
I think most definitely value-wise, a 850 credit score with a deep credit profile, because motherfuckers got 850 and got $300 credit card, a capital one. Like, that's not the 850 we're talking about. We're talking about the 850, 5 years of credit, 2 credit cards, a car loan, like that type of 850 where you have a much better bargaining tool. But I prefer the 850 over the $60,000, because if I dip into my $60,000 and I use $1,000's gone. If I dip into my $60,000 worth of credit, because 850 will get me something like that, and I use that $1,000, I put it back, I have it to reuse again. It's like it's revolving. So as it goes back, I have it again and again and again, opposed to liquid money. When that shit's out the door, it's out the door. It ain't coming back unless you do some work and put that shit back in there.
Okay.
So also,
I'm learning, man. I'm happy to have y'all two around.
I mean, also, like Black said, in the bank world, you're automatically at a higher value for them, because like, they literally see you as somebody who can potentially fuck up. That's the truth. They hope you fuck up and start earning some interest, and that's how they make their money back, or you miss some payments, they get monies and fees. That's how banks work.
Yep.
So once they see you as the person they're targeting to give you money, now you have a lot of bargaining. And yes, people look at credit as, oh, I'm in debt. But there's something called good debt, and then there's bad debt. Good debt I go, I get a 60,000 loan. I use 10,000 as capital to open my first bar in my investment. I make back $20,000 in that 10,000. I have 10,000 in profit, liquid cash. I've repaid my 10,000, my credit. My credit is still good, and I made it. Bad, that is when you go swipe your shit at Macy's and then don't pay that shit back, and now it has interest and fees, and it's running you down and making you and making you go more and more into that. A lot of the richest people you know, they don't. You are bugging. Cardi B aside, you are bugging to think people are buying shit cold cash. Beyonce didn't even want cash when she performed. She wanted shares in Uber. She bought stock in Uber. Pay me in that shit because it's gonna give me a better balance. They buy property. They buy art. They buy cars. They buy things that hold a certain value, and that's not liquid. It's not exactly liquid as it is to take money out of the bank. So. As an adult, you need to have a balance of both. There are people who like, I prefer this over this. Fine. People, some people feel more secure with cold cash in their pocket. Fine. I hate cash in my pocket personally because I'd be sick if I lose a dollar bill. I would cry if I lose $100. Like, literally cry because I can't get it back. I lose my card. Fuck that shit. I get a new card number. I get back my $100 in a couple days. I lose that cash. That's how I look at it. But you got to understand that you need a healthy balance of both. And you do need that credit because you need that bargaining and that leverage. And if you do use your leverage, use it as good debt. Like Black has his credit cards, he uses it as good debt. Debt is not always negative. Use that shit in your favor.
Right. There you go, y'all. Brown Holy Water Financial Advisories. Black Success, Auntie Tanya, you know, I'm still learning how to do this whole credit thing.
He is joking with y'all.
I'm trying to
get
my credit score like 450. Yeah. I think I checked it this morning. It's coming up, you know, and I appreciate having friends like this. And
caveat to consider, just remember that your credit score is going to go up and down depending on how shit's going on. Like some people, depending on what you got going on, you just bought a house, you just bought a car. You had a life event, you had a fire, you had a debt. Certain things dip your credit score, but it can come back up. So if you score down for a little bit, don't let that shit get you like down and whatever. Just do what you got to do to bring your score back up. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you got you trash your finances. Shit happens all the fucking time. It goes up and down. That's all I'm going to say.
And the last point I'm going to make on credit is that the reason why you want to keep on taking out different credit lines, opening up new credit lines, is to make sure you have a large limit, because if you have a large limit, let's say a 50K, then when you go to the bank and they see you manage 50K for all these years, it's easy to say, give me 150. Mm-hmm. It's hard for you to manage that 3,000, you know what I mean, for 10 years, $3,000, you only spend 300. It sound good, you use less than 10%. But homie, that's no money. So now you go to the bank, they don't look at you as someone that could give anything more than 10,000 or 15,000 to. So that's
your profile needs depth.
Open up all your credit line.
That's it needs good, depth man. To it.
Yeah, really hit the nail on the head, man.
That's what it is.
Let's get to this last topic, y'all.
Sorry about that.
Time is running out. This is a good episode. We going, man. We flowing. Let's talk about trust in relationships. Now, you two are in relationships.
He's single,
you know?
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. Sorry to pour salt on the open wound, man.
The joke is over, baby. Come on, let's stop. Let's stop playing. The joke is over.
Sushi ain't gonna leave that face, baby. Come on, man. Look at that.
Hey, joke is over.
You exfoliating, baby? You exfoliating?
Joke is over, baby.
How much do you trust your partner? You want to say
a whole lot?
100%.
You
trust
them
with your life, right?
Because
I'm pretty sure everybody here is having unprotected. I mean, I'm not having unprotected, but anybody in a relationship, for the most part, is going to have unprotected sex, right?
Definitely fucking wrong.
Lyle's going to get you, yo. He's going to get you. He's thinking of some shit right now.
Mm-hmm. No,
he's got to I see.
All right, so when you hear rumor or something about your partner, do you give your partner the benefit of doubt? Or you automatically catch an attitude and ready to...
I'm going to him first.
For any rumor?
Anything. I'm going to him first.
Even if it sounds ridiculous.
I'm going to him first. I gotta go to the source.
Why? If you trust it, why don't you just let it be?
No, I trust him, so I trust him to tell me the truth. So I go to him first.
But if certain rumors are ridiculous, why even bring it up? Because that just fucks
up
the
Because at the end of the day, it's still your name circulating in the public. If I heard it, if by the time it gets to me, it means it popped to a lot of different motherfuckers' mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what the fuck we up against. So I'm going to the source, like, this is the shit motherfuckers are saying. Let's address this, whatever, whatever. What's going on? Oh, it was some shit, mix up, da, da, da. Do we let it here or we do a stand? A
press release?
A press release, motherfuckers.
So like, you address
we gotta do some press on this, or we just gotta
I think if you trust your partner, addressing every rumor that you hear is childish.
But I
mean, that's not trust.
It's still conversation, though. Like, it's listen.
That's not trust.
It is trust.
Every rumor.
I never said I'm believing it.
No, I'm saying you're addressing it. Even still, but there's better things to talk about. We could talk about this business plan, but we talking about some fat bitch that said I fucked or some shit like that.
That's not a light rumor. You can't, like, I fuck your man is not, my man ain't fuck you. I trust my man. Like, what kind of dumb shit is this?
I trust
niggas fuck anything.
No, they don't.
I've seen some of y'all motherfucking baby mothers. Not y'all, but niggas fuck anything. You can't just let
I won't take all types of slander for that woman, but I will not let you talk.
We have seen some of y'all baby mothers. Motherfuckers fuck anything. I don't understand how that shit got y'all horny, but whatever. What I'm saying is, like, if it's fucking, because then again, at the end of the day, I'm fucking you raw, so there's a potential that you have me at risk for something. I have to address that.
So that's any fucking
that's
room
not about
addressing.
Trust. That's just common sense and just being a fucking adult.
Like, you two, you addressing any rumor you hear about? No?
Depends on what the rumor is.
That's what I'm saying, but it's cheating rumor. Like,
you gotta, you can't, what?
I mean, if someone else is telling me that she's cheating.
It also depends the source I heard from also.
Someone else is telling me that she's cheating. A word of mouth?
Mm-hmm.
No. With no nobody receipts? Got no picture, no nothing.
Yeah.
They got to have
the
source.
Oh, okay.
That's
different.
That's what I said. The
that's
source
different.
Not
addressing. That's different. If you got no receipts, that's different.
I'm
not
even bringing that to her. If it was a good friend that brought it to me, maybe I'll address it. But if it was some random, I'm not addressing. I'm like, word.
You can't tell me that on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that on via DM. You can't make up a page and say, I just want to tell you, it don't matter who this is, but your girl is. Get the fuck out of here.
With homie. No receipts.
Get the fuck out of here, homie. Get the fuck out of here, homie. It's just, that's not what I'm doing. You know, I feel like it come a point in your relationship where you're at a certain level that certain things is like, that's not even a conversation. I wouldn't even talk about that. Not even a conversation.
I didn't even spend that caveat in there. The source matters, and especially if you got no receipts.
See, you slipping. You slipping, Archie. You slipping. Yeah. How often you check your mate phone?
I never do it.
You've never checked his phone?
I never do it.
I don't believe that.
Why don't you believe it?
Because that's what women do. There's no way in hell that you'd have never went through that man's phone.
I've never went through his phone. I have no interest in it. Here's the thing about also going through phones.
2020, we gonna cut the malarkey. That's my new word for
ask him. Here's the thing about going
Cookie
through phones.
Can Cookie pull up to the notes? I mean, to the comments.
Here's the thing about going through phones.
Has he ever went through your phone?
He has. Y'all know. He said it himself. He went through my phone. You'll forget my hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all memory inconvenient? Anyway.
So his trust level is low.
The thing about going through phones, you have to be, okay, you have to, one, be prepared for what you see, and two, what is your action plan for what the fuck ever you see?
True.
Because a lot of motherfuckers go through phones, see some shit, and then stay and cry. Why? Don't fucking go to the phone in the first place. Now you over here crying at night because he, like, no, motherfucker, no. I like sleeping at the phone when the night comes, bro. I snore, bitch. I snore.
So you'd rather
loud.
Stay blinded so you can sleep better at night?
I am not going looking for shit.
Oh, it just has to be in your face.
Basically. Okay. It has to be something that's coming to me, presenting to me. I'm not going to look for shit. Because the funny thing is, when you look for shit, sometimes something that's not what it is becomes more magnified because you're looking at it from a different lens. Like, nah, I don't know. I ain't got time for the bullshit, son. And then what's what's your plan of action after you
gonna
see
leave.
Some shit?
What if you see some shit, then you're going to leave. Shouldn't you leave?
But
that's the plan of action.
Here's the thing.
I go through my girl's phone and she got a whole dick in her mouth.
Listen, a lot of motherfuckers.
If I go through my girl's phone, she got a whole dick in her mouth. I'm out. Like, what's my plan of action?
I can't forgive.
What's my plan of action? I can sit on the bench like this.
But my thing is, a lot of people go looking with no plan of action.
Well, once you find, you should already know what you're going to do.
Because they're in disbelief. They're in disbelief.
Well, once you get the proof, so by the time they get confessions, there, they can get all the fucking evidence, but they'd rather just hear a confession. And if they don't hear the confession, then they still give you the benefit of the doubt. Right. So, fellas, never admit it.
Don't
deny till you die.
Wow.
They have all the evidence. I'm talking on the phone with her right now. Her mother said you was at Thanksgiving.
It wasn't me.
Baby, it wasn't me.
Like I said, deny you know these bitches need to die.
That's it.
Son, if you're not ready to deal with whatever you could potentially see, don't go looking.
That's a fact.
People see a lot of things, man.
They turn a blind eye.
Obviously.
You turn a blind eye.
Obviously. That shit is crazy, man.
Actually, you said nothing. You just sat while making dinner for the person who cheated.
That's it.
No, that shit's crazy, man. That shit
could never be me. I'm sorry.
I'd
rather watch Infinity Wars again.
How often y'all get tested?
What do you mean?
I trust my man. Like, what you mean?
Yeah, like
I do a yearly pap smear, so that's part of the pap smear.
What? STD test?
Yes.
That's not me.
I'm a woman, motherfucker, so I have a different.
They only test you for cancer.
They test everything.
How often you get tested? Black success.
You have to get tested once a year.
You don't have to get tested for nothing.
Well,
I spent 10 years of my life not getting tested. Like, are you good? We good.
Nah, you have to get tested.
You don't have to get tested.
Well,
are we gonna go with this?
No, because I can't explain why you gotta get tested once a year.
You don't have to get tested.
You have to get tested once a year.
You absolutely do not.
It depends where you
make it a part of your yearly physical.
Well, why?
Make it a part of your physical.
If you trust your mate, you know you're not going to have nothing, right?
No, that's a
fact. But there are different ways STDs. That's never an issue.
Huh? That's never an issue. So why am I letting them stick me with a needle to see if I got something? That's not part of the physical.
You can get AIDS from getting from a needle prick.
That is part of the physical.
You don't have to get tested for no type of.
So you think a physical, I can go get my blood pressure. Is your blood pressure, your weight, and your height?
Yeah, I don't have to.
That's what you think a physical is?
I don't have to.
That's not it.
You can ask for that.
No, they take your blood.
They take your blood and everything.
Your blood is how they find out your cholesterol, your
glucose,
sodium,
everything.
Your glucose.
Yeah, but everything. You don't have to say, I want to test it for the SED. You
what
ask
I'm
them,
saying
like,
is,
test
if you
for,
want the full-blown physical.
Because they ask you that. I know.
If you want the full-blown physical, it includes everything.
Yeah, I'm saying no. I'm in a committed relationship. I don't need a full blow.
Correct. But that's what I'm paying
listen,
for.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day,
my baby said we good. I just need high blood pressure.
The truth is, you can't. There is a slim, but there's still a possibility you can contract certain STDs and certain sexual trafficking stuff. Not exactly through sex. You can get AIDS from a needle prick. You can get. You know, from stuff like drug use, you could ingest certain shit. Like, you could be in contact with somebody. It's just weird.
About drug addicts and stuff.
But that's
like
what I'm saying. Like,
not
but there's
healthy ass. You ain't got none of that.
But I could be a woman. Suppose I was drugged and raped, toilet? And I didn't know.
What?
You know, there's shit. There's like I said.
What's going on with these feds?
But it's true. There are people have been date raped and probably don't even know they were fucking date raped. Welcome back and they die. Damn hotel, their friends set them up a whole bunch of shit. They want so many things that could happen. So you want to see what the fuck is going
she's
on.
She's taking a Kevin Hart approach.
Listen, at the end, of the, at the end of the day, it's not impossible. And the fact it's not impossible, I mean, you should find out. It's not necessarily a direct shot at your partner. As in, I don't trust the motherfucker, but I need to see what the fuck I'm dealing with because I don't want no surprises on my sexual side, too. And then if I love them enough, I want to protect them as well. I don't want to be passing shit between the two of us and nobody don't know shit. Don't get tested for fucking STD, son. Don't let a lie tell you shit.
I'm just saying, if you said you trust your partner the whole life, I ain't come in this shit with crabs. I'm not going
to
leave with crabs. That's what I'm
my
saying.
My nigga, it's still part of your health. It's still a part of
why
your
why is it part of my
health?
I know I'm not going to catch that. If
okay,
I'm only
but
sleeping
you should
with
also
one
know
person,
okay.
And one person is
that's
sleeping
some
with
ghetto shit. That's some ghetto shit.
I'm just saying, if I'm sleeping with one person,
no,
and we both
saying,
get tested in the beginning, right?
Mm.
She clean, I'm clean. We are never going to get dirty if we never cheat on each other.
Okay.
So why am I still getting tested down the line if I don't trust her?
Suppose you were drugged and raped.
I'm mean, talking about drugged
well,
and raped.
She could get a yeast infection and that could affect.
Ain't that wrong,
that's
little
true.
Dope?
That's true.
What?
A lot of niggas get yeast infections from women who have yeast infections too.
But a yeast
that's
infection
sexually
is
transmitted.
That's explainable though. That sounds like, she baby called yeast infection, little doughy. It's all right. I didn't have no. That's all right. Yo. That's something. That's you know what I'm saying? Crazy. That's like, boy, germ, not germs, what's that shit? What's that shit called?
What shit?
The yeast. Like, what is that?
Candida?
No, I ain't saying that word. I'm just saying, like, that's something that's like basically BV? Explainable. It's saying, like, it's something that's
bacterial vaginosis?
Bacterial, that's something like, you know. She went to the beach, a little dirty.
Yeah, in the medication. Dirty water, you get a it throws the pH off. You get BV.
That stuff right there is explainable, but you can't be popping up if we both was clean in the beginning. And now I got gonorrhea. You can't say you was in the beach and caught gonorrhea.
You can get it from you can get from sharing dirty underwear.
What bitches? Who's my bitch got underwear? No.
You'll be surprised the shit motherfuckers do.
My girl better not have nobody underwear.
Nah, she can't have no.
My girl don't wear underwear.
Listen,
she can't have no excuse like that.
My chick don't wear underwear.
You'll be surprised the shit, the nasty shit people do. You would be surprised.
She can't gas me.
The nasty. Or it could be, listen, or she borrowed somebody's swimsuit who had gonorrhea, but the person didn't want to swimsuit properly.
Who's wearing somebody's? Yo, if,
you'll be surprised.
Let me catch gonorrhea and my girl tell me she
you should be in a relationship if you got to borrow a freaking swimsuit. You should
maybe
not
for a photo
be in a
shoot.
Relationship.
Maybe for
I don't
a photo
give a fuck, man. Them fake photographers. Listen, you should not be in a relationship if you gotta borrow somebody's swimsuit, like
or underwear.
Yeah, yeah. Something, something's
commando.
Going on.
And again,
your preference need to upgrade his salary.
Let's say,
if you
let's
get
think,
an STD
listen, listen,
your
listen.
Girl says she
bitches
borrowed
go on
some
vacation
drawers.
Together. It's a girl's trip. You
I'm gonna borrow your drawers.
Oh my god, it's a nice swimsuit. Me borrow it. Da, da, da. Okay, sure. Psh. Shit happens, like,
how many
innocently.
You didn't borrow?
I've never borrowed shit. I be having more swimsuits than I should have.
Then you
ain't got
out,
a song, though?
If I give, I give away swimsuits. Stuff I've never worn. I've never worn. Like, I give away unused swimsuits.
That's too much. Y'all too extreme.
But you tried it on.
I didn't try it on.
So you giving away swimsuits that you haven't tried on?
Haven't. Plus, the swimsuit comes with a line, a plastic line anyway, on it.
Do women
but you tried it on before you gave it away.
They don't try
it on. I tried one on. But anyone I tried on, I have. I keep. It's mine. And there's stuff I just have in the...
Women try panties on in Victoria's Secret?
Don't you try on clothes and put it back?
Clothes is nothing. I'm wearing these drawers.
Nah, swimsuit is one size. Swimsuit stretches. So I don't try on swimsuits like
that. You
don't
need to try it on. You just go pick up and go.
Yep. Have up and down body.
Got you.
If a chick sweats swimsuit, she going to sleep with the other chick man. So we right back to where we started.
That's a
fact. He roped it right back
that's
in. So the bitches that fucking friends is wearing swimsuits. It's the same swimsuits.
But again,
there's no way around that. There's
kid.
No way around
listen.
That.
If you gonna let your friend put on your swimsuit, you gonna might as well let her put the same dick that is in your mouth in her mouth too.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Friends fuck friends. Because
if
friends
I'm gonna get crabs from that, I might as well get the adventure of the dick. You know what I'm saying? As a friend saying. You know what I'm saying?
But so all I'm saying is what is. I the things I the things I have described, thank God, doesn't happen between me and my friends. And thank God for the ladies in Brown Holy Water in the comments right now. It seems impossible to them. Just know this shit happens.
They shit.
People, you
this is gonna be on the
we gonna ask a question.
The, what did you learn this week? Yeah. They gonna get you.
I didn't know women shit underwear.
No, this was I'm gonna tell you what this was. Between me and you. This was a freaking deflection like a motherfucker.
Deflection?
Yeah. What? Yo, imagine coming home and burning somebody like, man, I bought somebody's underwear.
That goddamn show. I told her.
Yeah,
baby.
He be itching. He be like this.
Nah.
Man, come here.
Show
what's that? He done show his dick all crippled up. She said, man, I bossed my underwear the other day. And then I knew that shit was going to happen to you. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Because they said the underwear, you know, sometimes you don't wash it properly. And somehow it get inside. Like, that don't make no
remember
fucking sense.
I was at Jones Beach.
Tanya.
I got a little sand in my swimsuit. So I got borrow one of my friend's swimsuit to get in the water.
Yeah, I would slap fire out of my bitch if you said some stupid shit like that.
Hey, yo, this is episode 1 of season 4.
Yo, that's crazy.
We got to wrap this up, man. It's been fun, man. We will do this again next week, I think.
Yes. No, next week we're going to be here. But then the
following week,
we're not here. And the week after that, we're not here neither. That's Super Bowl Sunday.
So let's go. Let's give y'all shout outs.
We touring.
Yeah, you know that, man.
Oh, next week we're going to have a new scenery. We're going to have a new scenery next week.
It's a go?
We're going to do live from somewhere else. Yeah, it's going to be a go whether it's outdoor or indoor. We're gonna try to get it outdoor to really get the scenery right. So next week
might not be 65. I don't know.
No, she said she gonna have heaters and all kind of shit. Right. Yeah, she said she gonna hook it up.
Tanya,
yeah, she
got that back. Tanya, let's throw them shout outs out. Look at that smile. I feel good to be back. Look at
that. Because she's lying.
She caught somebody. She's like, you bought swimsuits? You bought underwear? You bought tampons?
What's that stupid shit? And she was going to use that clip to sell it. Like, did I tell
you? We bought tampons. We bought everything. Girls trips. We just sharing.
I wanted to let you slide, but I could not. That shit was crazy.
That shit, dildos, no left. That was crazy. Everything.
Yo, that was crazy. Crazy.
So yo, let's go. Yo, oh, we gotta wrap it up,
y'all. I gotta go home, y'all.
Shout
go
out
home.
To everybody who's still rocking with us, still fucking with us, even after we went away for like
6 months.
That was half a fucking year, son. Mm-hmm. What happened to your arm? We literally went for half a year. Some of y'all relationships not even that long.
Bang bang. Tanya, yo, pop, she's shooting this shit. She said y'all preppers don't want y'all. Like who like you? Your relationship's not like... We catching all these subs. It ain't just us in here now. Tanya Guns is out, baby.
And I be shit there. That's a crazy thing.
Facts.
I'm the good guy.
She baby. Started off early. Woo! Yo, it's going to be a spicy season this year.
I got to check the comments
but
later.
But am I lying, though?
It's going to be a spicy season, yo.
Big
what you mean our relationship didn't last?
Big Draco is in the building.
Yo, that's shout crazy. Out to the people who've been with us. We took a half a year break and we still back. The comments yeah. still rocking. Our numbers are still where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the team for coming back together with this good energy. You know, we wish Danny all the best. She's not here with us anymore, but you know, all the best to your future endeavors. Shout out to my Brooklyn Prime family. You guys know I'm there on the weekends. So pull up when there's brunch. You know, you get 1 hour of unlimited mimosas and an entree for $30 plus taxes and tip. Because, yeah, I don't tip. I know motherfuckers don't tip. But shout out to everybody who's working. Shout out to everybody who's still supporting BGC. Bad Gyal Ting is still up and running. I got some new stuff coming for you guys in the upcoming weeks. Look out for them. Last but not least, shout out to my Nico, my partner. We're still together, guys. My partner.
Longer than owner. 6 months. Yo, she is shooting, son. She is shooting. I don't know who in the comments that made her mad.
Nah, Tanya got this one. This
you
is
can not... hate me now. She was on it.
It's 1-0. It's 1-0. Yeah,
I gotta bring some egg in. I thought I came
shout
back
out to
ready.
My Nico. Level up wash. Get your washes because it's my birthday month. So I want a nice gift. So book him the fuck out. 347-356-4855. I'm gonna drop the information in the comments. You guys have been supporting him. I want you guys to continue doing that. It's been amazing. And don't forget, January 26th, my actual birthday, we're in Brooklyn Prime, 4315 Farragut Road. It's going to be my birthday brunch. I'm calling it 31 because the 30s won, bro. It's my 31st birthday. We can have having a big bashment, live DJs on the set. We have the brunch menu. The staff is great over there. That's my team. The food is great, the drinks are great. We turning up. We're not even gonna be here. So don't even look forward to a show that day. But the Friday before, it's my birthday weekend. It's the BHW weekend. We fucking it up for me and La in our Ubar. So pull up, y'all. Like, get y'all coins saved from now. It's the end of the month, so we spending money that entire weekend. So thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Over to whoever else gotta speak.
It's always me, cause you know Black is the finisher. You know. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't got no crazy shout outs. Oh, January 24th. Y'all know the birthday party. I'm definitely celebrating.
Yeah.
You know, big birthday time, New York. Finally going to do it. Hopefully everybody could pull up. Ladies, y'all free before. Get there before 1 o'clock. That's all I'm going to say. Get there before 1 o'clock. Y'all be free. Y'all get in. Good vibes. Fellas, y'all pull up. Y'all know you fuck with me. Pull up. Ain't nothing but love and respect I show to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Return the favor.
It's all good. The site been down, but I'm about to put the site back up. You know, I'm back in good health. I'm getting there. You know, I got the bionic shoulder now. So, you know, everything is finally coming into place, you know. So, hopefully this season going to bring us laughs, more laughs and good entertainment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Craving More Head on Facebook, Handsome15 on Instagram. You know, please like, share, and follow the page. You know, if you appreciate it, you happy us back. You know, show that love. And You know, we see y'all next week. That's it, yo.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the boy, Coney Island Zone, 2940, 29's on me. Y'all already know what it is. Listen, it's your boy, Black Success. I want to say thank y'all for pulling up today. Today was a very hard day for me because my man Tiny hit me and said, hey, let's go to the Nets game. I got some great seats for us. And it started at 6, but I was already committed to this. I really wanted to bang out, you know what I mean, to be honest.
Day one?
Kyrie is back. It's his first day back.
Kyrie is back.
It's back tonight.
I was saying, fuck this.
I said, it, you know, man, it's whatever. But I fuck with y'all so much. I said, nah, I gotta go do my thing. So I pulled up to show y'all love. All I want y'all to do in return is come out Friday, January 24th. O-Bar Rooftop, I want a lot to feel special that day. I want them to get a lot of love. Please, ladies, if you're trying to get with them, just, you know, relax yourself a little bit. Don't try to crowd them too much. Don't be too aggressive. Definitely don't push me. You know what I mean? He's lying. It's not free before 1, free before 12:30. So
still
get yourself a watch. Get there on time. Y'all already know what
Sukiyaki.
It is.
Sukiyaki!
I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Sushi, I love you. And we're going to do what we do. I'm on my way home right now, baby. I'm driving real fast. Preach, you get us up out of here. Throw the logo up. I'll see y'all next week, 7 o'clock. Yeah.
We off? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yo, who you shooting at?
I'm not shooting at.